you saw the priority list is like the top 40 things that Wrangler wants to see done within the next fiscal year. Does that correlate with anything that of your goals that you want to do within the next year, especially the next legislative session?
Well, how the system works in all the communities I represent, I leave it up to the local town councils and borough assemblies to create the list for the individual communities, because they have a lot better information than I do on the community as far as what the community desires to have done and in what order. And I try to, you know, work off of that list is, you know, from top down. But on occasions, there's, you know, there might be an item or two that are way down in the list that is kind of an item of synergy around the state that a lot of communities are doing. So I'll, you know, I'd pluck one of those items in that example out. So you don't actually get the list funded as it's submitted. But if the item is not on the borough's priority list, chances of it getting funded is very slim.
Obviously, energy is the number one priority in Wrangell. And the number one priority on that list was the AKBC Intertie, the Bradfield Corridor. Mm-hmm. What's your take on that?
Well, that's a kind of a detailed question. If you take a look at statewide, energy is probably going to be the number one issue in the legislature this winter again. Fairbanks has an energy issue where they are on diesel to heat their homes, diesel boilers, and the cost of diesel is very expensive, as you know, with the price going back up again. Anchorage uses natural gas, and there's a supply issue in Anchorage. Western Alaska has just a source issue. They have very little ability to generate hydro. So they're all mostly on diesel heaters or Toyo stoves or what have you. So they have some issues specific to Western Alaska. Here in Southeast, although energy, you know, is at the top of the list in Wrangell's capital request, there is no shortage of hydroelectric power for the community here or Petersburg. The communities in the district that we're looking at doing some incremental expansion in hydro is Ketchikan and Sitka. They're kind of up against the wall on the hydro generation. When we look at the Bradfield in particular, it's not a sum of money that is as such an amount that it would create a real burden to put in the power lines from, you know, Tai'i to hook into the Canadians after they build out their expansion on the other side of the border, which is hopefully done in 2012. But it's difficult, if not impossible, to get any funding to put the Bradfield Power Corridor in without additional hydro capacity being built either in Thomas Bay or over at Northeast Baranof or somewhere where you have a substantial amount of excess energy. And that could be anywhere from 20 megs to 100 megs of excess power.
So is Wrangell wasting their time trying to create this AKBC intertie via the Bradfield Corridor?
No, it's not a waste of time. Although there's a lot of attention paid to it, and probably more attention than is really necessary at this time. But it is important that we keep an eye on it and we work with the Canadians to, you know, reinforce the issue that we want to hook into them and we want to see their development on the other side of the border, their electrical corridors expanded and extended as close to the U.S. border as possible. Now, we can get power in or out of Southeast Alaska by going north up through Haines, or actually south with a subcable from Ketchikan heading down into B.C. and then on down to Seattle. There's a couple of proposals there. Neither one of those compare favorably at all compared to the Bradfield in distance or cost. The Bradfield is substantially shorter and less expensive. So when you look at a corridor into the North American grid, Bradfield is the only one that stands out. So it's a matter of timing when you can put the financial package together to get it built. But it's not the amount of money. It's probably somewhere after the Canadians are done, somewhere of maybe $80 million or $90 million to do the Bradfield Corridor. So when you put together a dam or several dam package, that's the time you put together the construction of the Bradfield Corridor, because you cannot afford to build that portion or any portion of the intertie and not have power running up and down the lines.